President, what do all three have in common? Well, it's what everybody's buzzing about. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's a holiday week for many people. Maybe you work a couple of days and take an extra day or two off and head somewhere with the family. Memorial Day weekend officially ushers in the summer for so, so many. It is really the time of year where people start to think about, at least if they haven't, planning some sort of a vacation, even if it's just a few days. Tornadoes, though, on the mind of a lot of folks in the Midwest. One person was killed in Oklahoma. 20 more were injured, and this had to do with a tornado that ripped through a mobile home park. And I saw video of that terrible twister in Shawnee. It was a mile plus wide. Absolutely crazy, just a monster of a cloud headed in that direction. The 79-year-old man who was killed, his body was found out in the open, and that park was just destroyed, ripped apart. Mobile homes, the frames on top of each other, debris piled up all over the place. It's surprising that more people weren't killed. It's a miracle that more people weren't killed. If you see the video of the tornado, it's crazy. And it was one of several that touched down, almost 30 in the midsection of our country. Twisters, hail, high winds, all the stuff that comes along with that, smashing into Iowa, Kansas as part of this moving, this northeastward kind of moving storm system that really stretched all the way from Texas to Minnesota. So bumps, bruises, that was lucky for some people. And some don't have homes. The homes were smashed to smithereens. It's very strange to look from above to see down below nothing but boards and shredded debris all over the place. And that's what has happened once again, this time especially in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Interstate 40 North, power lines smashed across some of the roads there, sections of the roads. There was also tractor trailers that flipped over and they were on their sides and whatnot, but it just scoured certain areas. I mean, when grass is being ripped out by high winds, it's an incredible, incredible tornado. In fact, the governor of Oklahoma declared 16 counties in a state of emergency because of the flooding and the storms and all the stuff that happened, so they can hurry and help the people and get them to someplace else, as you know, after this tornado hits. And boy, there's a few signs that you can see. Somebody once described to me, watch what the birds do. And when you see where the birds are going and you can feel the wind kind of change, you know that something is headed your way that you want nothing to do with. But it still seems to be the big problem, whether it's an EF3, 4, whatever it is, it seems to be the biggest problem trying to predict that that's going to hit, an area near you. In Wichita, Kansas, for example, a tornado hit at the airport there on the south side of Wichita just before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it smashed out power to lots and lots of homes, businesses, of course, all of that. But the tornado was actually classified as an EF1, so that means winds were about 110 miles an hour. It starts to kick up there and it gets even worse because things just get tossed around and then people find, you know, shreds of their life down the street, or they never find them. Somebody else comes across it, and maybe they get lucky and get some of that stuff back. All right, speaking of being lucky, while some weren't so fortunate with that tornado, somebody in Zephyr Hills, Florida, a little bit wealthier tonight, somebody went into the public supermarket, and they got a ticket for $590.5 million, the highest Powerball jackpot in history. Who is it? Who knows? Once the offices of the Florida Lottery open up, you would assume the person would come forward. Of course, they're going to want the money. And according to Florida law, you have to give your name and address, and they make it public. So the ticket holder can't even claim the prize until Monday. And then once they do that, they release the name. Ugh, bummer in one sense, because you can only imagine how bombarded they'll be by suddenly new family, not to sound cynical and crass, and also people from charities or want to be a charity will be contacting them. And this is a small area. The population is just over 13,000 people. You know, who knows if it's one person, who knows if it's a group of people at this point. The winning numbers, just for curiosity's sake, in case you did run out and buy a Powerball ticket, I did. I ended up having the Powerball, which was 11. That was it. The other numbers, 10, 13, 14, 22, and 52. Wow. That is crazy that somebody or a group of people hit it. Because it's always worth repeating this. How rare is it to hit a lottery? Check this number out. This is a frightening statistic. 1 in 175.2 million. Yep. That's how many different ways you can combine the numbers when you play, right? The chances of winning. But they say that about 80% of the possible combinations have been actually purchased recently. So the odds are low for any one person to win or groups of people. But I guess that's the whole idea, right? It's the long shot, the long odds. That's why the jackpot is that high. And people were playing in 43-plus states, the Washington, D.C. area, up high, the U.S. Virgin Islands. They were lining up there because they have it, whether it was gas stations or convenience stores or, you know, whatever. People were talking about it and talking about the idea of winning a lottery. I mean, the investment's pretty small unless you're just absolutely crazy and you're plunking down huge amounts of cash thinking that you are definitely going to be the one. Like, you read the book, can't remember what it was called, The Gift or something, where you, The Secret, where if you just think it in your head, if you really, really think it, then there's a good chance it could happen. I was really, really thinking that I was going to win the Powerball, and it didn't happen, so I guess I just didn't have the secrets. But I did have one number which could allow me, I guess, to play again, or it's the equivalent of putting a couple of quarters into a bubblegum machine outside of a grocery store. That's about what I could get with my winnings, sort of covering the amount of a ticket. Let's put it that way. All right, hang with us here on America Tonight, because we have many more things coming your way, mixing it up in a couple of different directions here on the show. Should be an interesting week, too, by the way. Sure, we'll have more on some of the stories of what's happening with the weather, plus the weather coming up for a Memorial Day weekend and honoring the people who served and gave their lives for this country. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Down the dirty inner city of Southern Road, I plotted. Madness passed me by.
Certainly, what a day it's been for scandals, possible scandals, and who knows what heads will roll as a result of that. I'm really pleased to welcome our next guest, Matt Cover, with us. He's one of the guys behind, he's one of the senior staff members for Rare. If you go to rare.us, you'll know what I'm talking about. I love it. The idea is Rare, red is the center. Matt, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate the time.
Hey, Kim, thanks for having me.
Kate, it's Kate, but that's okay. Everybody thinks of Kim Delaney, I know. No relation, but she overshadows certainly the name. Rare, tell me about Rare and why you guys got together and started Rare.
Yeah, so Rare is a what we like to call a social content hub, and what it is, what we're trying to do is kind of curate and surface all the different content from around the internet that is of interest to you know, right of center folks, whether they're, you know, libertarians or conservatives or, you know, just kind of right leaning, Republican leaning independents. We kind of want to find, we want it to be the place where you come to find the content that you're looking for. So we've got, you know, we try to have a mix of all sorts of stuff. We don't narrow it down to, you know, pigeonhole ourselves with one policy or another.
Yeah. At the top, if somebody goes there now, it's interesting, you're mixing up different headlines. You put some tweets. You have a tweet from Priebus, of course, from the Republican Party, obviously, the head of the Republican Party, saying, "What's amazing is at Barack Obama, still wasn't prepared for that AP question this morning." How big does that AP story rank when we talk about going after phone records and whatnot? In 20, they looked at 20 different offices and are going through cell phone records and everything else. How bad does this look on the administration?
If an administration's had a worst week, or a week that's worse than this, I can't think of it. I mean, you have Benghazi, you have this IRS business, and then now this, where the Justice Department is apparently tapping the phones, both personal and professional, of these Associated Press reporters. I mean, it's chilling stuff. And it's not that they're alleging that the reporters are doing anything wrong. I believe they're trying to track down leakers in the White House, but they're doing it by spying on the press, which is just really, truly kind of shocking stuff.
Yeah, and as somebody, you covered the Hill for 4 or 5 years, you know, that's a no-no, isn't it, to step into that territory to go after the journalists?
Oh, wow. Yeah, and the way they were doing it, they were monitoring the AP has a line that runs right out of the House press gallery, and apparently the feds were wiretapping it. So they were there in Congress spying on reporters, you know, doing their jobs, you know, exercising their First Amendment right to freedom of the press.
Yeah, and what's going to be the justification for this? You know, good luck with trying to say what would be behind that. And then, of course, you know, mentioning the IRS scandal, now the, and you have it, a link to it on your website, too. I think that this is what's interesting, and you talk about this, is what did the president know? When did he know it? Because the White House lawyer knew about it in April. To me, that's the super big part of this. Instead of with the shocked look, I can't believe this, I think that's pretty big if they were aware of this, don't you?
No, it is. It's and again, you know, the administration first said, you know, when the story broke last week on Friday that, you know, oh, this was just low-level staffers. It was these people in Cincinnati who were, you know, engaged in this kind of political, you know, really just persecution of these nonprofit groups. Now, of course, it comes out that no, higher ups at the IRS did know. And in fact, we found out later, just later today, that the IRS director knew, not sure if he knew before he testified under oath to Congress that this kind of thing wasn't going on. But we also found out that, yeah, the White House told us today that the White House counsel, the president's lawyer, knew, in April. And of course, you know, it's May. So they've known, the White House has known for a month. Obama today claimed that, well, I just found out Friday. Well, fire your lawyer then. You know, if he's not telling you this is going on and he holds it for a month, he should probably be looking for new work, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's also on your site. It's like what we do here in America Tonight. It's, you're hitting us with everything that's obviously big and current and your take on it and all of that and reasons why. But you also had something that was interesting. You call it Rare Take. And you talk about scientists and this test tube cheeseburger. Are you kidding me? A genetically engineered burger? I didn't even hear about that. What's the scoop on that?
No, so it's pretty nuts, and that's part of what we try and do is mix in some of that other kind of interesting stuff with the politics and you know, the trying to lighten it up, spice it up a little bit. But these scientists have created basically hamburger meat in a test tube. And, I mean, you know, if you were to try and go buy one off of them, it cost you, you know, more than to buy a Ferrari or something, $385,000. But, yeah, how they've done it, don't ask me. I'm a reporter. I just put the stuff on the site, but it's really kind of amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. I mentioned this at the top that before Rare, you were doing stuff on the Hill, and as somebody who had to cover day in and day out what was happening there, I don't think people realize what it's like to be in the trenches. What was it like for you?
Oh, it can be real, real fast paced. And I mean, you work like a dog. And then there are other days where, you know, cause the Congress has this really sweet gig where it starts its work week about 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. And then it ends about noon on a Thursday. So in between those times, if you're a reporter, you're working your butt off. And then outside of those times, you know, when Congress decides to take its week-long vacations every 3 or 4 weeks or so, you do get a break. But it's really, really interesting. I think a lot of people would you'd be surprised at how short some of these members of Congress really are. They look a lot taller on television than you're standing there. You know, I'm 5'11", and they're coming up to my chin, and I'm going, shouldn't you be bigger? Like.
I like that. Get them a stool, something. They got to stand up on something.
Yeah.
All right. Another thing that you talked about, which is interesting, and I would agree with you on this because you're in the middle of it. I've been in the middle of the fray for a long time now, and I think we assume that people know more details than they do. And I love what you called this, the depressing poll of the day. Americans know nothing about Benghazi. Wow, is that true?
Surprisingly, it is. And, you know, it's weird because when you're up here, you know, covering stuff, you know, you're just swimming in politics and policy and all these things. And then and it's always a rude awakening. You go home, you know, like I go home for Christmas or something, and, you know, your parents or your grandparents will ask you, you know, what about this? And you're sitting there going, well, wait, don't you know? And it turns out, no, they don't. And you come to find out that, you know, gee, you know, normal people have, you know, they have lives and jobs and kids and they go to soccer, right? They come home and they go to soccer practice. You know, they were at work all day, you know, doing accounting or sales or whatever it is they do. And then, oh, they've got a ballet recital. Well, they don't have time to read up on, you know, the ins and outs of Benghazi or farm subsidies or all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, it shocks me. But then you sit and think about it and you go, well, wait a minute, you know, what are you going to do with your life? You know, you're going to take your kid to football, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough. It's about, and if you're somebody who's covering policy, like you said, you're so in the fray, and then you have a family. Wow, it's really rough to do that. That's why so many people bail sometimes, even partway through an administration, because they can't believe what they've, you know, what the lack of time and what they go through, especially if they're really entrenched in one of the branches, like whatever, they're doing the White House gig or something. They are there constantly. Here's something that we talk about a lot on America Tonight, and you pointed it out too. Everybody wants to know if news organizations are objective, and I think that's one of the things that you set out to do when you put RARE together. What have you found about objectivity and, let's say, mainstream media?
Well, I mean, I can tell you from having been a journalist, but no, they're not really objective. I mean, it's true objectivity is kind of like it's a unicorn, right? I mean, you know, we can all describe what it looks like, but nobody's ever seen one. So it doesn't really exist. They're not objective. And most reporters are left of center folks. I mean, some of them are real dyed in the wool liberals, and others of them are just your standard, you know, run-of-the-mill Democrat, and I can tell you that from working with them. And that's kind of something that when we put RARE together, that we just decided, we're like, look, we're not even going to pretend to be objective. That's not what we're here to do. We're not going to, you know, sit there on our perch and you know, wag our fingers at everybody else. This is a site for conservatives. This is a site for folks who are red of center, and you know, we're going to be unabashed about that.
Yep, and that's exactly what we said at the top here. Matt Covert, tell everybody to check it out. Go to rare.us. Thanks, and good luck with the site.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, bye-bye.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Quick reminder, coming up Memorial Day weekend, hey, that is really the start of the summer big movie season. 40% of all movie profits happen during this window of time, and really these last couple of weeks. So we do our cheap movie reviews heading into the weekend, as you all know, and I always say this, if you see a movie, give us one of your reviews. Send me a couple of lines, americatonight.net, click on contact, and let it flow. If it's good, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. So I have a quick cheap movie review for you, then we're going to the mailbag. Star Trek Into the Darkness, J.J. Abrams, of course, directed this, it was his whole deal. Did okay, $70.5 million weekend, I guess, total. I saw 3D reluctantly. I might as well just give up. I'm seeing everything 3D now. Because by the time you go to the box office and there's confusion, I say just regular. No, it's always 3D. So it was okay in 3D. I saw it. I actually liked it because I don't want to give away the whole story, but if I'm going to watch a Star Trek thing, who are the best villains? Khan and Klingons, right? So it has Khan and Klingons. And I liked it. The interesting thing is exit polls showed that the audience was 64% male, 35% female. I guess in a way that surprises me. And I wonder what the age is. They say a lot of the age, at least in some of the polls that they take, because how do they know this for sure? But it's not 100%. It's like any poll or any of that kind of stuff. But in the exit polls anyway, they're showing that most of the audience is aged 25 or under, 73%. I am not 27 years old, so I fall into a unique category. How about that? I don't know. I liked it. I don't think everybody liked it. I saw some scathing reviews on it that it was a ripoff and that it was like the sequel to The Wrath of Khan or something. So I don't think everyone was crazy about it. I still say it's gonna make its money at the box office. Maybe not like Iron Man 3 though. Iron Man 3 is comfortably in the top spot and just keeps in raking in the dough. I mean, it's crazy the amount of money that this film is grossing overseas and both in the U.S. All right, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Let's see, this one from Joe Lancaster. Hi, Kate Delaney. I enjoy America Tonight. I actually didn't know that you existed, but my neighbor has been listening to your show for a while, told me about it. And I know you were talking about the tornadoes in Texas. It's crazy. It must be tornado season because over the weekend, so many states in the Midwest, including not too far from where I live in Kansas, were victimized by those funnel clouds. When you live in Tornado Alley, you must be aware and you must have a plan. Preferably, you have a storm shelter. So, to all the people who live in the places where you know you can potentially get tornadoes, don't be silly. Make sure you have some kind of strategy because you never know. That's good advice. You never know. It's a tornado. I've said this again and again, and all of you know this. There's not a lot of warning. It's not a lot of warning. It comes down, and that's it. The funnel cloud hits, and I don't care who you are. It's, you know, it's the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you are made of solid gold or whether you're as poor can be. It's Mother Nature, and it rips up your trailer, your giant mansion, wherever it is that you are. If it hits you and it's big enough, it's certainly going to do some serious damage, without a doubt. Here's another one. This one from Katel. That has to be a snarky nickname. Katel says, pray tell, madam, what are you going to do on Memorial Day weekend? Remember, it is a day to remember the men and women who died while serving our great country in the armed forces. Yep, you know what I do on Memorial Day? Of course, like everybody else, I enjoy it, spend time with family or friends, and I definitely will go to a Memorial Day parade that honors veterans. I usually do that, and we put a flag out at the... Actually, the Boy Scouts do it. It's kind of cool. In my neighborhood, the Boy Scouts come around, and they plant a flag. It's a big flag in front of your house. So for a donation to the Scouts and whatever, they put them out, and it looks really neat because you'll see rows and rows of flags out front. Of course, my neighbors aren't as participatory. I hate that. So can't they just give a few dollars to the Boy Scouts? So usually a few of us have it, but down in some of the other neighborhoods they have it too. It's whatever you can do to remember anybody who served, of course. Because how many people died while serving? Think of the wars and the loss of life, you know? Gosh, what's the worst? I just read another book on the Civil War, which I'm... just read that Gettysburg book we had the author on, and the things that happened then were just heinous, brother killing brother, and the blood on the battlefield was, I mean, just, of course, unbelievable, the bloodiest of all. But the things that have happened in modern times, the loss of limbs, and luckily special hospitals in some cases designed to help so many of the vets that come back, there's never enough help and never enough recognition. I hope whatever you do this Memorial Day, you get a chance to spend it with people that you love, and you do remember the people who have kept this country safe for so, so long and sacrificed so much. All right, here's one from Patrick listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Kate, these scandals are just too much for me. I am so tired of politics. I'm so tired of the windbags in Washington. I'm certain that we do have a few good people that serve in Congress, but they must be in the minority. Because why aren't more people demanding answers? The people who represent us, I just don't understand that. day in and day out, we are pummeled by some believable abuses of power. Well, see, here's the key. I think the key is not so much now, really, even the people that serve. It's getting to the people who represent you. And I'll say this again and again. I have looked at this in hundreds, no kidding, different directions. Talked to lots of people involved in politics on the sidelines, grassroots, got involved because of an issue, had something terrible happen, or got furious, were furious about something that happened, so they got really involved locally and then went on to become involved nationally. And the bottom line is there is power in numbers, power in people. And we're not talking about little tiny protests. We're talking about phone trees where you bombard your representative. Trust me, the more people that bombard them, the more they'll back off something you don't like, the more they will get involved in something that you think there should be a big light that shines down on it. You know, even Obamacare, really, the Affordable Health Care Act was looked like it was going to, and I knew it wouldn't, but it looked like it was on a trajectory to just slam it through. Remember? This was, of course, many years ago, and it was in the summertime, right before the break where this was coming up. Well, of course, then all of a sudden there's conversation. Well, wait a second. What's going to be in this bill? What does this mean to me? What does this mean to my health benefits? And there started to be a demand for town halls. Claire McCaskill was just grilled at a couple of those in Missouri, and so was Arlen Specter, who still had a place at the table in Washington, that of course later lost it as he was switching parties. But he also got grilled because he didn't have answers for people who just came in and said, look, I'm a single mother, I have a child, I want to know what this is going to do to me. I'm an older couple, what's this going to do to me? Everybody wanted to know, what are you doing to health care? They wanted answers. And so that really started that conversation instead of just letting it kind of slip by, let's have a vote, let's argue about it. No, 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 it became very public. And, of course, we unfortunately saw how some things unfolded and how much was stuffed into it now, which is being shredded out of it. But as somebody said to me the other day, that may have been intentional, and in the end, it might not look anything like it looks right now, and the things that infuriate people might not be the same. I'll see about that. I'm just watching the premiums that nobody knew were going to quadruple the way they are. In fact, I had a friend who just had a gallbladder thing. It's really too young for this, but I guess it can happen at any age. Gallstones, had to have a simple operation, and the bill was $155,000. Has insurance, but the insurance only pays 80%. So I think it was like $10,000 she had to pay, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I don't know why, but $10,000. Hopefully you can find $10,000 if you have four kids and you have gallstones, and if you don't get them out and you get gangrene, you're going to die. So, I mean, that's a simple thing. Imagine other serious things that happen to people where they have long stays in the hospital. I mean, we know this. It's so much of it is more about insurance and the regulation and not being able to shop. I think erasing the state lines, which is ridiculous, there would be more competition. And perhaps that would have been better for everybody else. All right, I'm jumping off the soapbox. You can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. but we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And he won by 3 from It's My Lucky Day and My Luden Orb and Golden Sense in Departing and We'll Take Charge, Governor Charlie and Titletown 5.
Lily Black, I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hope?
Ain't that a kick in the head? This time around, once again, no Triple Crown winner. Kate Delaney hitting that final stretch here on America Tonight. You know, I like the whole horse racing thing, and I didn't have a feeling that we were going to see Orb be there in the end. Of course, Orb did come in fourth, but Oxbow, 15-1 odds, Preakness winner. So that's the second leg of what we call the Triple Crown in Baltimore. It takes place. It's a very fun race to go and watch. Next time, the next race will be in New York at the Belmont. But no chance of any horse winning all three, since Orb did not win this one. Oxbow, if you would put down a bet, a $2 bet, 15-1 odds, do the math, $32.80 to win, and then the rest from there, $12.680 after that. It's My Lucky Day. I know a lot of people that like this horse second, and My Loot came in third. So, of course, just a quick little lesson here, although this audience gets it. What is trifecta? Because we do our trifecta challenges and whatever. Of course, first, second, and third. So the trifecta, if you had the trifecta, which would have been Preakness results, would have been 6, 9, and 5, because you go by the numbers of the horses, would have paid you over $2,000 for a $2 bet. It's kind of like the lottery. You're saying you plunk down $2 and, hey, maybe you pick the right numbers and you win a gazillion dollars. Well, you wouldn't win a gazillion, but you'd have $2,000 based on just two. So that's a pretty good return. Of course, none of this is easy. There's even a thing called a super high five. And there you have to pick, of course, five horses. So if you had had 6, 9, 5, and 1, or no, 6, 9, 5, 1, and 2, rather, for $2, if you put $2 down on that, and of course it costs more than 2 because you have to multiply that, but it would have been 32, same with the trifecta, it would have been $32,187.80. Pretty nice, right? It's not so easy, though. It really is. I guess it's like playing the lottery numbers. So, in the meantime, you know what? And I know this is a little bit of sports shorts for you as we're kind of maneuvering toward the end of this hour. But we have hockey playoffs. I guarantee there's at least five people in this audience that like hockey. I'm one. Matt's two. And we're not even in the audience. And there's at least three of you out there that are into hockey. Matt's probably already taken off for a soda, but if he hasn't, he is always watching hockey. The Senators beat the Penguins in the second overtime. You had the Sharks winning game three in overtime. And you had the Bruins pounding the Rangers with a big win game two. So there was some interesting hockey. Where, you know, in hockey, it's that the thrill at the end where, like Ottawa in overtime beating Pittsburgh 2-1, that overtime is fun to watch. To me, that's the money time. If you don't know anything about hockey and you think it's boring and you don't understand it, and you actually, somebody gives you tickets and you go to a game, if you're sitting there and it comes down to overtime, comes down to sudden death, there is nothing like it. I mean, to me, it's exciting. It's electric, especially if you're somewhere close. You know, if you're close to the down low by the ice, really, really exciting stuff. All right, the thing that so many of you wanted to talk about and so many of you sent for the past week, you know, tons of email, because we never get to all the email, but the tons of you sent email about the various scandals. We call them scandals. We just lump them up into scandals. But AP, IRS, Benghazi, even the military stuff, a lot of you throwing in on that and asking me. And I said this last week. We had a show where I said, rank the scandals. What do you think is the absolute worst? What is the second? And what's the third worst? Well, most of you really thought Benghazi was at least number two. And many of you put the AP scandal as three. But I think the AP scandal is higher than that, because what you know in wherever it is you live, a lot of that, where are you finding that out? You're finding it out through radio shows, maybe the newspaper still, the internet, whatever. Somebody has to have sources. Somebody has to squawk. Somebody has to tell you something that you don't know. Sources take time to develop, and sources will dry up when they know there's a chance that they're identified as the leak and they get the axe, or they, worse, could go to jail, whatever it might be. So I think the AP's CEO was correct when he says, you know, this is killing sources. Nobody wants to talk after what's happened with our phone records. It's been a nightmare. Of course it's been a nightmare. And it is unconstitutional to seize those phone records, and it's going to hurt the Associated Press. And the Associated Press still has a lot of resources where they have reporters all over the world and all over the country. A lot of times things will break first through the AP, especially when you're talking about the government, somebody who has just wore out the shoe leather covering Washington in from Congress to the White House to wherever. So this whole idea of this harassment, to me, is very, very costly to all of us, to Americans in general. I mean, you can tell that people really don't want to talk because they get spooked. And once they get spooked, that's it. Think of the great. Think of the scandals in Washington that have broken. Who broke those stories wide open? You know, think of Watergate. Woodward and Bernstein, their careers made on that. But the fact is, there was Deep Throat. No Deep Throat, maybe no story. Because that certainly wasn't cocktail conversation. There started to be rumors about it. But nobody had that nailed down. And somebody, eventually somebody talked, as you know. And, you know, the whole idea of what happened with Watergate wouldn't have even come out. There wouldn't have been the Watergate hearings. There wouldn't have been the end of Nixon's second term. And, you know, it was Mark Felt. Deep Throat was revealed to be a former FBI associate director, a guy named Mark Felt. So if Mark Felt hadn't been Deep Throat, hadn't have talked, wasn't the source, then that story probably doesn't get reported. Maybe somebody else trips onto it, but you had to have those sources, especially then, because they wouldn't have just let them. It's not like blogging. Just blog about it, and maybe just throw it out there that you've heard something or rumors, or, you know, there's this weird thing that's happening now where sometimes stories actually are even broken that way. But before, that wouldn't have happened, because you got to think about when that took place in the 70s, 1972. So the AP story is, to me, more than troubling. Going through the phone records is something that can't happen. You'll have less and less credible sources, less people that want to talk about what they know, because they're outraged and they think it should be uncovered. And that's the kind of world we're going to live in, and we don't want that. I don't want it. You don't want it. You don't want state-run radio or newspapers. Now, of course, that's the extreme edge. I'm not saying it comes to that, but I'm saying that you'll just get force-fed whatever the, quotes, news is. So it was a terrible political week for the Obama administration, no doubt about it, between the AP subpoena stuff, the IRS, and, of course, Benghazi still lingering. So the thing that's interesting is the president, according to the approval ratings, which I think we'll see what happens in the next couple of months. But right now, according to the approval ratings, if you look at one of the latest polls that CNN ORC did, check this number out. It was conducted Friday and Saturday. 53% of Americans say they approve of the job the president is doing. 45% say they disapprove. Go figure.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.